Then he mopped his forehead with a handkerchief decorated with red squares. "I follow a terrible profession. In the old days, it was reasonable. I put the lamp out in the morning, and in the evening I lighted it again. I had the rest of the day for relaxation, and the rest of the night for sleep."
"And the orders have been changed since that time?"
"The orders have not been changed," said the lamplighter. "That is the tragedy. From year to year, the planet has turned more rapidly, and the orders have not been changed."
"Then what?"
asked the little prince. "Then, the planet now makes a complete turn every minute, and I no longer have a single second for repose. Once every minute, I have to light my lamp and put it out."
"That is very funny. A day lasts only 1 minute here where you live."
"It is not funny at all," said the lamplighter. "While we have been talking together, a month has gone by."
"A month?"
"Yes, a month. 30 minutes, 30 days. Good evening." And he lighted his lamp again. As the little prince watched him, he felt that he loved this lamplighter who was so faithful to his orders. He remembered the sunsets which he himself had gone to seek in other days merely by pulling up his chair, and he wanted to help his friend.
"You know, I can tell you a way you can rest whenever you want to."
"I always want to rest," said the lamplighter. "For it is possible for a man to be faithful and lazy at the same time."